శ్లాఖయ చక్షుర్మిళితం తస్మై శ్రీ There is a problem in our life. Srimad Bhagavat says, Nunam pramatsat kurute dukarma jadindriya pritaya aprinoti na sadhumanne jato atmano ayam asannati klesaya asadeha. Rishabh Dev says that people are mad after self-gratification. Nunam pramatya. Pramatya means intensely intoxicated. Pra means intensely and pramatya means intoxicated. So, the disease, material disease, is intensely intoxicated in the matter of sense gratification. This is material disease. Nunam pramatta kurute bikarma. And, impelled by this propensity of sense gratification, they are prepared to do any kind of nonsense. Vikarma. Vikarma means what we should not do. That's like a man steals. He knows that stealing is not good. But he wants to satisfy some sense. Therefore, he is committing stealing also. Therefore, he is mad. He knows that if I am arrested for this killing or committing this offense, I will be punished. I may be hanged. There are so many things. But still, because he is mad after some sense gratification, he commits such sinful activities. This is bad. Nunam pravatta kuruti vikarma. Vikarma means the actions we should not have done. Why? Just indriya pritaya. Indriya means sense. Pritaya means satisfaction. Simply for the satisfaction of the senses. If one is philosopher, he can understand. Why you should be so much busy for sense gratification? Now, we can give one example. Everyone is trying, working hard for his sense gratification. Nobody is trying. Suppose, if I say that I want to satisfy my senses in this way, will you kindly work for it? Nobody will. Oh, why? I shall work for you. You can work for your own satisfaction. Nobody will. So if that is the position, that I want to satisfy my senses, whether the senses are mine, that they do not know. What are the senses? The senses means this body. If this body actually belongs to me, then of course there is meaning that I satisfy my senses of this body. But if we philosophically see whether this body belongs to me, it is very doubtful whether this body belongs to me, because I have got this body from my father and mother. So it may belong to my father and mother. Or, if I am a slave, it may belong to my master. Or even if I am not slave, because I belong to some state, this body belongs to the state. Immediately, the state calls, come on, you sacrifice your body right now. So, you have to do that. So in this way, if you analytically study, you will see the body does not belong to you. Then why should you be so much dexterous to satisfy this? Just try to understand. I am not interested to satisfy the senses of your body. I am interested to satisfy the senses of my body. But if this body does not belong to me, then why should we be so much expert in satisfying the senses? Therefore, they are called pramatta, intensely intoxicated. That is philosophical vision, that this body does not belong to me. Therefore, Krishna's name is Rishikesha. I am claiming this hand, my hand. But as soon as it is paralyzed, it is no more my hand. It is the same hand or Krishna's hand or somebody's hand. In this way, we have to study. This is called philosophical vision. So Bhagavad says that they are mad after sense gratification. As a result of it, he is getting a different type of body. Because body does not belong to him. Just like if you pay different types of rents, you get different types of apartment. If you pay nicely, you get very good apartment in New York, in Fifth Avenue, or something like that. Or if you cannot pay, then similarly, we are getting this apartment body under different conditions. So we should understand that we have to get such a nice body that no more we will have to change. That should be the destination of one's progress. That they do not know. So this Krishna consciousness movement is just to put before this bewildered human society what is the destination of his life. The destination is, everywhere in Vedic literature you find, just like Bhagavan Krishna is saying in the Bhagavad Gita in the 10th chapter, Mam Sita Kuntiya Dukhanam Asasatam Napnanti Mahatmanam Samsiddhim Paramangaha. The highest perfection is that one who comes to me, reaches the abode of Krishna, then he hasn't got to accept this miserable body. We do not understand that this body is miserable. Actually, anybody, either you get a princely body or a god's body, because you have accepted a material body, therefore you have to suffer. You had to suffer. There is no excuse because you have got American beautiful body. Sometimes I meet some American gentlemen. They are under the impression that India is a starving country. Accepting that India is a starving country, that does it mean that America is very happy that that is a mistake. They simply think that because we have got enough money, therefore we are in happiness. No. If there is happiness, why the young boys and girls become hippies? No. Happiness is different. So long you have got this material body, there is no question of happiness. Either this American body or Indian body. That they do not. They are thinking that let me get an American body or a demigod body or this body, that body, that body. But Bhagava says, Javanna Priti Mai Vasude Namuchate Deva Jogi Nuttava. So long one does not develop Krishna consciousness, the love of God, there is no question of getting out of this entanglement of material body. There is no question. You have to accept somebody. Either you accept this body or that. And as soon as you accept this body, material body, you have to go the threefold degrees. So the scientists, the philosophers, they are not studying. So what is the cause? Everyone is trying to get out of all sorts of miserable problems. But they do not know what is that problem. The problem is this body. But they have no knowledge. What is this body? How it is working? What is this soul? How it is transmigrating? They're all rascals, fools. They have no knowledge. And they are trying to make a solution of the problem. There is a story, not yet taken for story, that sosher vetare bhujjukej. And if somebody is haunted by a ghost, there are some expert, chanter, who can drive away that ghost by mantra, and they usually use the master seat. They chant the mantra and he throws the master seat on the person who is ghost haunted, and the ghost is driven out. So, there is a story that the ghost entered the master. He is throwing the master, but the ghost has already entered the master. Similarly, we are trying to solve the problems, but the problem is this body. The ghost is within this body. Sāla Krishna consciousness movement. Of course, we daily discuss this thing, that I am not this body and not the prophet. The common substance of our Krishna consciousness movement is that we want to go back to Krishna. There is another nature, just like you have seen this material nature, so many stars and planets. We are very much busy studying, but we have no knowledge practically about this material world. But we get information from Vedic literature that this material world, cosmic manifestation, is only 1/4 part of the whole God's creation. So there is another nature which is called spiritual nature, and there is spiritual planets, Vaikunthas and Krishna Loka, the highest planet. So this Krishna consciousness movement is to transfer oneself to that Krishna planet, and process is given very easy in this age. In this age of cold and dissension and disagreement, there are so many symptoms of this fallen age. So there is no other alternative. You cannot execute the process of meditation or sacrifice or temple worship. They cannot be executed very nicely because the circumstances are different. Therefore, kalau nasteva 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 gatiranta. Japanese he says there is no other alternative process for getting out of this material crisis. The simple process offered by Lord Chaitanya, and it's not Chaitanya's manufacture, it is authorized from Vedic Shastras, that we have to realize ourselves, our destination of life, our mission on this human form of life, simply by this process, chanting Hare Krishna, and we initiate persons for this mantra. Initiation means being. Not that immediately after initiation one becomes perfect. This marriage ceremony also, perhaps it is a new thing, have introduced that I take part in the marriage ceremony of my disciples. Actually, I do it because I want to see them, I would say, without any anxiety. Because so long there will be anxiety, one cannot execute Krishna consciousness very nicely. So any boy or girl, naturally, one, especially boys, if boys, if they like, they can keep oneself brahmachari throughout celibacy life. But for girls, it is not very easy. That's why you have introduced this marriage ceremony. Many young boys and girls come to us. So that is recommended in Vedic. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also married, twice married. His first wife died, he married for the second time. So marriage is not, against our movement. Ratan Das Thakur sings, Griheva Monete Thakur, Father Uranga Bulita. That is the thing. One should be Krishna. We are not in our society, just like I am sannyasi, Kirtanananda Maharaj is sannyasi. So we are a renounced order. And like there are many grihasthas, just like Hari, Rasadhikari, and others. So there is no such distinction that one has to take the path of the renounced order of life. What are the real essence of our life should be how much is Krishna conscious. So keeping these point of view, if we follow the regulative principle, then the real point is that we must be satisfied. We should not be disturbed and execute peacefully, happily this Krishna consciousness so that in our next life we may be transferred to Krishna Loka. We cannot go to any other planet, even within this material world, by this mechanical way. No. Everyone has to prepare. Because we are conditioned. We have to get out of the conditional state. Then it is possible we can transfer to any planet we have. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jyanti diva bhata devan, pitri jyanti pitri bhata, bhutejya jyanti bhutani, bhajyadi nopi jyanti ma. So, we have to prepare where we want to go. That is real education. Either by the yogic principle or by cultivation of knowledge or by the devotional service. The whole idea is how to transfer oneself to the better condition of life. The better, the best condition of life is to madhyamagatya punarjanma. If anyone, Krishna says, if anyone comes to me, he hasn't got to come back again to take the cycle of birth or death. So, the Krishna consciousness moment is to give that highest topmost position, that no more coming to this material world, either this planet or that planet. We may go to the moon planet, but that will not solve our real problem. Real problem is birth, death, old age and disease. Anywhere you go in the material planet, either by Sputnik or by your tapasya, by meditation, if you go, Abrahma Bhuvanaloka, even if you go to the highest planet, there are the four principles of material misery such there. But if you go, Madhyamagatya, Punajjana Vidyate, Madhyadinopi, Jayanti Mam, these are very nicely explained in Bhagavad Gita. You try to understand what is the problem of life. So, this, marriage ceremony is not for the same gratification, we should always remember. It is helping one another. The husband will help the wife will help the husband. so that both of them become advanced in Krishna consciousness and make their human life perfect. So, there is no question of divorce. There is no question of separation. Because divorce, separation, these are meant for sentence. As soon as there is some lack of sense gratification, there is immediately divorce or separation. No? Here there is no such question. This new bride and bridegroom should always remember that any condition of life, they should remain together. And that will be possible if they concentrate their ideas to Krishna consciousness. Then it is possible. Otherwise, Maya will attack in so many ways and cause disruption in so many ways. So, we are taking part in this marriage ceremony, not like ordinary marriage. It is for making progress in Krishna consciousness. You should always remember that this marriage has no separation, no divorce. The husband will help, the wife will help. There are so many things. Duties of the wife, there are so many things. Duty of the husband. And if they properly execute their respective duties and engage themselves simply in Krishna consciousness, their life will be very happy, and not only in this life, next life also. So take this opportunity, be happy. I want to see Sarve Sukhina Bhavantu. That is the basic mission. Let everyone become happy. Sarve Sukhina Bhavantu. Let everyone be happy, and without being happy, nobody can execute Krishna. Let us see now. And who will initiate it? You are both to initiate it. Remember, just smarat. Smarat means remember. Home remembers. Pundarikatha. The lotus eye, Krishna, or Vishnu, Pundarikatham, saw that person, Bhagya means externally, Abhantaram means internally, Suchi, saw Bhagya Abhantaram, Apovitra Pavitrava, Apovitra means contaminated, and Pavitra means liberated, without any contamination. Infected or disinfected. So in the material world, we are all infected. So this is a disinfecting process. Simply remembering Krishna. That's Maraya Pundarika. So this initiation is to teach how to remember always Vishnu and Krishna. This Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As soon as you hear, you immediately remember Krishna, his speech in the Bhagavad Gita, his hope, his name, his quality, his pastimes, everything comes. So, we have to practice that. Then, we remain always uncontaminated. And if we forget Krishna, then there is chance. Just like in the medical science, if there is some epidemic disease, they give some vaccination. I think in Los Angeles they gave me some vaccination. What is that? Flu?
Hong Kong flu.
Hong Kong. Everyone took that vaccination. Or I just took me also, and all that. But that's that. So there was no attack. Fortunately, there was no attack. So similarly, this word is Hong Kong flu. Maya is always ready to attack. Always. So you have to take this injection. This anti-vaccine. Hare Krishna, Aniyasi Anasi Aushadi Maya Nasi Varlagi. That song? Jivjala, Jivjala. They have got this medicine for killing this Hong Kong flu. ऐसी औषधि माया नाशी वाला लगी परिणाम महामंत्र लौट नाइस दिस इज डिफरेंट कंट्रीब्यूशन ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु टू फाइट अगेंस्ट दिस अटैक ऑफ मटीरियल इन्फ्लुएंस एवरीवन इज सब्जेक्टेड लेकिन ठीक है उन्होंने वो आज रखते हैं अगर थ्री मोर समझी अनेसर पिपला internal. So, to get out of this, the same proposition as I explained in the beginning, to get out of this entanglement of constant transmigrating from one body to another, so, this is the mantra, simply to just marry Pundarikak. Pundarikak means Krishna. So, if you chant Hare Krishna, you will be forced to as soon as the word Krishna is there, and the more you have practiced to this habit, then simply you will see Krishna, 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 nothing. You will see nothing. Sarvatra Sureta Arishtade Murti. As you make advance, then you will see a tree, but you will see Krishna. You will not see the form of tree. Sarvatra Sureta Arishtade Murti. Because one who is conversant with the science of Krishna, he will know how his energies are working in so many ways. Therefore, he will be sympathetic. That is universal vision. That is universal love. If you love Krishna, then there will be universal love. Otherwise, it will be simply talk. So, just my Pundarikaksham, so my love mantra is always in the uncontaminated state, non-infected state. So this is very nice. One should take it seriously. One should try to understand it seriously. Life is Allah. The meaning of this, namo apavitra pavitra svava sthan. Any condition. You don't make any condition. There is no condition, basically. Anyone can accept. Sarvava sthan. Any position. There are two positions only, contaminated or not. That's all. So supposing everyone is uncontaminated, there are slight medicines there. We make immediately uncontaminated. So, sarvāvasthāṅgatūpīvā, it doesn't matter what is your position. You take simply to this Krishna consciousness, your life is this. So that is the initiation. Oh. Now, chant. Vandī. Aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Natamalam Sri Gurun Krishna Mahamsa Sri Rupam Bhagra Jatam Sadhana Yogunatha Mitam Swam Sajivam दैतं अवधूतं हरिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण आदान साधन ललिता श्री विशाखा भूतांश Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Kaya Bhutani Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Jnani Siddhi Namini. Namo. So one finish, then next, then next. Each Hare Krishna, each Krishna Krishna, in this way, from this side, even begin from this side, the other side. And there are 10 kinds of offenses, try to avoid. And 4 principles, you know. two red-legged pencils, you know? What is that?
Need for sure that's no substance, no illicit drugs, no gambling.
Perfect, thank you. So, what is your name?
My name is Bill.
Bill. So your spiritual name is Bhavananda. Bhavananda.
There's a Bhavananda in Los Angeles.
There is?
Yes.
Oh. Then give him name. Bhagavan Das. Thank you. Chant.
No use for sex, no gambling, no intoxication.
So what is your name?
Ines.
Huh?
Ines.
Spelling?
I-N-E-C.
Oh. Is there a name Indumati?
Yes.
Yes. Indira?
Yes.
Yes. Then, your name? I am trying to find out beginning with I. All right, don't find now. So is there a name Mangala? No? All right, your name is Krishna Bhamini. Krishna Bhamini. K-R-I-S-H-N-A Bhamini. B-H-A-M-I-N-I. Krishna Bhamini. Krishna Bhamini, my god sister, gone. And Bhagavan Das Prabhu. Krishna Bhamini, my god sister, was so long under our care. Now we give her under your charge. You accept her as your wife and take care of her throughout the whole life. Not only materially, but also spiritually, for advancement of her Krishna consciousness. He says, yes, I accept.
Yes,
Krishna Bhamini. Krishna Bhamini. As my wife. I shall maintain her.
I shall maintain
throughout her life.
Throughout her life.
And look after her happiness.
And look after her happiness.
Both materially and
spiritually.
Now you say, Bhagavan Das Prabhu, I accept you. You say?
I accept you
as my husband.
I shall serve you
throughout my life so that happily and peacefully we can execute Krishna consciousness. Yes. Now we change this, Lord. Yes.